Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Humanities Council, highlighting Missouri's heritage and promoting tourism throughout the Show Me State. Join the conversation at mohumanities.org.
The state Senate has given initial approval to a measure involving those who re-enter the United States illegally. Elisa Nelson has more.
Preliminary approval has been given by the state Senate to a proposal that would charge those entering Missouri without legal immigration status with a Class C felony if they are accused of any other felony or assault. Rogersville Republican Mike Cunningham says that would carry a 1 to 7 year prison sentence.
The feds aren't dealing with it. That's quite evident of how they're handling it. They're not dealing with the situation. And the facts I gave down on the floor, I think, where they turned loose, 129 people that had committed murder after they turned them loose, some of them second, third, fourth time.
Creve Coeur Democrat Jill Shoup says immigration issues are up to the federal government.
This bill, whether the intentions are good or not, whether we are trying to prevent crimes from people who would enter this country undocumented, is not within our purview and is therefore unconstitutional.
One more favorable vote would send the measure to the House. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The state House has proposed doing away with bans on specific breeds of dogs. Mike Lear files this report.
The bill would eliminate any local government's bans on specific breeds of dogs and bar the implementation of any new such bans. Those governments could still issue bans that don't specify breeds. Ron Hicks of St. Charles sponsored the bill.
If a local city would like to make laws to protect citizens and things like that, it's fully understandable. We need them. But to make them breed specific, I think, goes outside the realm of what they should be looking into.
The proposal has been sent to the Senate with an overwhelming majority, but some said there is a valid argument that some breeds have proven more likely to hurt or kill people. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. A House committee is considering whether a commission should be formed to examine the way things are handled in the University of Missouri system. St. Louis Democrat Gina Mitten tells Columbia Republican Caleb Rowden she wants the panel to be diverse.
I don't see anything in here that requires any sort of diversity. Any number of women, any number of persons of color.
In its current form, you're correct. Nothing other than the...
So this could just basically be 8 white men appointed by the Speaker and the pro tem.
I think in some scenario, yes.
Jefferson City Republican Jay Barnes says it goes both ways.
Could be 8 African Americans appointed by the Speaker and the President pro tem, correct?
I believe it also
could be 8 women.
That's a very real possibility as well.
The commission's work would include recommending changes to the university's rules and regulations, administrative and campus structures, and degree and diversity programs. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. This is news on Missouri Net.